Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration, or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by thanking you for being such an amazing community on YouTube, on Facebook, coming to the website, growmycleaningcompany.com, subscribing on iTunes. If you dig the show, there's no charge. It is free, always will be. You can subscribe for nothing. But if you love it, show us the love by subscribing, rating, give us a positive review on iTunes so we can keep up the good work. If you have anything negative or suggestion, just email us at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Let me know so we can get it hooked up. Today, we are chatting with Ashley Guy from Guy's Cleaning Service. They serve the Oklahoma City area with residential and commercial cleaning services. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you, everybody, doing?
So hello. Glad to have you. So how did you get I've asked this question hundreds of times, and I don't think I've gotten the same. It's like a snowflake. Haven't got the same answer yet. How did you get into the business, young lady?
I got into business. It's crazy because I was working two jobs. I was tired of, you know, slaving as far as like on trucks and everything. And I was like, man, it's got to be another way that I can get money and do it, like work hard for myself. So I went for what I knew how to do growing up. I have over 5 years of experience. So I just went with it as far as cleaning detailed and general.
And what has your experience been like so far? How's it gone compared to what you expected?
Wow, it has been a good trial. It has been, I've had my ups and I've had my downs, but most of all, it's been good.
Okay, perfect. And just so I've got, me and the audience have a little bit of context, how long have you been in business?
I've been in business for just only a year, almost a year and a half, this April. So, yeah. I'm going good.
All right, cool. Well, what is going on in your world and your business that I can help you with today?
Well, honestly, I'm just trying to learn how to land more leads, you know, get more, you know, people through the door and everything to know about me, know about my business and, you know, and my company.
Okay. Cool. And that's a big issue. We talk a lot about how to bid and how to close jobs and how to do a lot of stuff, but it all kind of assumes that your phone's ringing or people are, or your email's buzzing or somebody knows about you and is willing to talk to you.
Right.
So let's give a couple foundational things, then we'll talk a little tactical. So foundationally, the biggest mistake, and I'm going to hopefully help a lot of people breathe a sigh of relief. What a lot of people, especially new people, do is think, I've got to bang doors. I've got to annoy the crap out of people. If they're at dinner, I need to call them. If they're at work, I need to like bother them. And you can certainly build a cleaning business that way. I'm not saying it won't work or you shouldn't do it. I'm saying I wouldn't do it. And that's not how I coach you to do it.
Right.
You need to do it. So that's
and
the first
I've learned thing. The hard way.
Yeah. It's well, and I love people that are willing to do that. Right. Cause I don't, it's a good sign. We're like, hey, whatever I got to do, as long as it's, you know, ethical and moral, I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's the attitude that we need to succeed in the cleaning business. But, you know, banging on doors and annoying the crap out of people, aside from not being fun, right? Everybody hates doing it. The reason you hate doing it is because you're annoying people. And guess what? Annoyed people are not your best prospects. People that know, like, and trust you are your best prospects. Okay. So that's that. So the philosophically, foundationally, before we even start, everything I'm going to ever coach you to do is to get clients to come to you instead of you coming to them. Right. And I've been helping owners of cleaning companies for, gosh, feels like almost 4 years now. And zero times have I called any of you people or knocked on your door or come to your home and said, hey, give me some money and I'll coach you. Zero times.
Yeah. Correct.
You're good. I'm glad that Ashley's like, nope, he's never called me, people.
Nope, never called me.
Not that I wouldn't. We'd call you. So the difference is we create content that's really appealing to my perfect target market, right? Even the name of our company is Grow My Cleaning Company. So right off the bat, they know I'm only looking for people to have cleaning companies, right? If you have a zoo, you know, I'm not the guy to tell you how to grow that because I have no clue. And then also that you want to grow, right? There's people that have cleaning companies that aren't coachable or they're happy where they're at or whatever. Those aren't for me. So I don't create content for those people. I create content for my friends like Ashley who really want to grow and want a better way and are willing to do that. So instead of me calling and cold call, hey, you know, buy this, buy that, buy the other thing, we just put out content that's attractive. And then you guys come to me, right? Like I do a podcast and I get so many calls and emails and, you know, can you help me? Can you help me? Which is great. That's exactly what I want you to do.
Which is brilliant, by the way.
I wish, Ashley, I could take credit and say I invented it. I didn't. I just learned it from other people and have kind of perfected it for the cleaning industry. So it is brilliant. Right. It's just not my brilliance. It's just, you know, kind of the best practice
in
the marketing.
Hey, but you took action on the brilliance. So, hey, it's, you know, it's all there.
I like Ashley. I'm going to start running all my ideas by her. You are an encouraging woman. I like that. Maybe if I'm not sure, I'm going to call Ashley and have her pet me up. Tell me it's going to be okay. So that's what I would encourage you to do, right? Instead of, you know, trying to kind of annoy or hassle them into, can I give you a bid? Can I have, which is always what people do. Can I give you a bid? Can I give you a bid? That's the wrong. Okay. So that's the philosophical thing. We want to stop pushing or stop pulling, stop pushing in. What is it? We want to stop pushing and start attracting, right? Instead of running after them. Hey, let me help you. Perfect example. I had a car dealership and every other car dealership people go to, you know, the sales guy would be right there, like opening the door, like, hey, what can I help you for?
Right.
We did the opposite. We would stand. We're in Phoenix. So a lot of times it was hot. We'd literally walk 10 feet out of the door and yell at them across the lot. We wouldn't even go up to them because that can be intimidating and just say, hey, we don't want to bother you. So if you have any questions, you need help, just let us know. But until then, walk around and you know, just figure it out. If you need anything, let us know. And then our salespeople would turn right around to walk away. And the first thing that would happen, so push marketing is opening your door. Hey, what can I help you? And immediately you're going to go, no, just looking. No, just please leave me alone. We don't need help. Which is a very difficult way to sell, right? But if you say, hey, we're not going to come bother you. If you have any questions, just let me know. And then walk away. 8 times out of 10, they go, well, hold on. I have a question. Could you please come help me? You see the difference between, no, I don't want any help. Please leave me alone. And yeah, I've got some questions. Can you please come help me? One is being invited in to help. The other is being pushed. So the way that we do that is we find things that they want and we find out what our first of all, we have to find our target niche and we'll talk about that for a second. Then we have to find out what they really want. And then we give them value in advance. We see if we can't solve those problems for them before they're even a customer. Once you do that, it's game over. Now it's very easy. So first and foremost, we have to have a niche. This does not work, right? If I just had Mike's coaching show and I talked to everybody about everything and anything, it would be very difficult to get any traction, right? But because I say right in the thing, Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, everyone knows, well, shoot, this is for and about owners of cleaning companies. I'm interested in that. Well, shoot, you could do the same thing, right? If you're saying I do residential, I do commercial, I do churches, I do office buildings, car dealerships, condos, old people's house, young people, you don't know any of them, right? So I would pick a niche right off the bat. Like,
Guys, cleaning services, bring your home back to life.
Well, that's not a niche. That's a tagline. Okay. So first of all, home would be residential. Okay. So if you wanted to focus on residential, for me, I've always liked, it depends on the part of the country you're in, but for my part of the country in Phoenix, I want, you know, $500,000 houses, married couples with kids, dual income, making over $100,000 a year. That's who I want. And the good thing is once I specifically go to those, I know that the woman's going to make the decision more times than the man. So instead of talking about football and, you know, I'm trying to think of what dudes would like football and having like sexy maids or some weird thing guys would like, I'm going to talk about time with your family and, raising your kids in a clean environment and having a place where everyone can come to and relax. Cause that's what moms are interested in. But you see, if I don't know who my niche is, I don't know if I'm talking to men or women, old people, young people, working people, or people that stay at home. I don't know what's important to them. So if I'm talking to, if I'm residential, again, I'm going for high income, generally dual income, college educated folks with, ideally 2 or more kids at home and a pet. And I know that sounds really specific, but now...
No, that sounds like you actually know what you want. Like, that. It sounds like you actually know what you want, what you're going for, you know, what you're aiming for. So that's kind of the guy, you know, the line that you want to go by.
And the funny thing is,
that's pretty cool to me, instead of being all in the air with everything, you know, so you kind of know what you want.
And everybody could target that market. It's, you know, for commercial, there's lots of different markets, and there's kind of, you know, there's a bunch of good answers. So anyone could do anything. But in residential, that's kind of the holy grail. Like, there's other targets you could do. Like, you could do older people on a fixed income that are in condos. That would be a market probably nobody's looking at. But the funny thing is, even with that kind of great market out there, nobody targets it. Everybody just does everything. Nobody focuses on them. But if you just said, all we do is, you know, if you change from guys cleaning service, because that's about you and your customers don't care about you, they care about them, to dual income with kids, you know, happy homes, well, shoot, right off the bat, I'm like, well, I have dual income and I, you know, two kids and a dog, house cleaning. Okay. Oh, I've got two kids and a dog. Wow. And then when they say,
right,
and then you put out information that's valuable to people that have two kids and a dog. Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Like, here's how to balance being a working mom and raising happy, healthy kids. Well, shoot, I'm very interested in that, right? And if you put that in there and you say, hey, you need to carve out time to be with your kids and you need to not be cooking meals and cleaning the house all the time, you're never
right.
Now all of a sudden they're I'm interested in that.
You are a guru, man.
I don't know about
you are the guru.
So we can go in. But long story short, because I want to get to the lightning round, give you a chance to share what you've learned. But the long story short, you don't want to pull, you want to attract, right? So you don't want to annoy people. You just want to put out stuff that they're like, wow, I like that. And you want to give them value in advance. The goal is they go, wow, if this is the kind of information and service and perspective and relationship I have just as a random human being, imagine what it would be like if I was their customer. My life would be so much better, right? So people, what works for me, people listen to the podcast and go, this guy knows what the heck he's talking about. Oh my gosh, if I could just get him to help me run my business, good Lord, just, you know, I would be a... You know, I could crush it, and they call me and ask for help. That said, by the way, I'm going to give one quick plug. We are doing our first ever live event this April. We are recording this podcast in February of 2018, and we're doing our first live event where if you're like, man, if I could just get in a room with that guy for 2.5 days, I know I could change my business forever. It's true. You can. We're doing that. There are 16 spots. We're only allowing 16 people in. We have sold 14. There are two left. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live, you can get all the details on what we're going to do, if it's still open for available, blah, 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 blah. Check it out. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. All right. Enough of that. Ashley, any questions before we hit the lightning round? Go ahead.
A question. Where will it be held? Because I know that, you know, we're all in different, you know, scattered around in different parts of the state.
So if I was a jerk, I'd say go to growmycleaningcompany.live and find out. But I'm not a jerk, so I'll just tell you. It's going to be in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, because that's where I live, and I'm lazy, and I don't like getting on planes unless I have to. So it will be in Phoenix, Arizona as a short answer. All right. Any other questions about what we talked about, Ashley, or should we hit the lightning round and see if we can give you a chance to tell Cleaning Nation what's what?
Let's go ahead and hit the lightning round, man.
Done and done, sister. If we were high budget, I'd have a cool sound effect right now, but I don't. So I guess I could just be like, make lightning sounds, but I don't think I could pull it off. So I guess we'll just hit the lightning round. All right, I'm going to give you three quick questions. You will give three amazing answers. Question number one, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally, that we can all kind of learn from?
Customer service is first. And... love what you're doing. Don't come in dragging, you know, have passion in what you're doing.
I could not agree. I could not imagine doing this every dang day if I didn't absolutely just love owners of cleaning companies and business, and my wife didn't go nuts because I'm constantly talking about it like a psychopath. Couldn't agree more. And that's part of the reason I picked cleaning, right? You guys, this community is like impassioned. People go nuts about, you know, we get together in a group and we'll talk all night long about goofy, nerdy business stuff. So couldn't agree more. And we couldn't push ourselves to do it if we didn't love it. So, all right. Second question. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business? So maybe we can learn from each other and save ourselves from making the same mistake.
Okay. Number one biggest mistake that I have made is selling myself short to basically accommodate. You know, I always do customer service. You know, I want to, you know, always be there for my customers. But I've sometimes when I first got into the business, I sold myself short. You know, it wasn't time efficient. I've overworked myself. And that was a big mistake.
Common theme, Cleaning Nation. If you are new and haven't learned this the hard way, learn from Ashley's mistakes so you don't have to do this yourself and figure it and go through the pain she went through to get you this this feedback. I've done hundreds of these shows, and by far that is the number one answer is not charging enough, not valuing you enough, you know, going the extra mile, but not charging enough to actually get paid to go the extra mile. So very, very wise, young lady. All right, last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? It can be a big idea, a small idea, it doesn't matter. It can be personal, professional, just something that's easy to implement that Cleaning Nation can do right now.
That a cleaning issue could do right now?
That Cleaning Nation, that the listeners can, like, you know, it's not like this big, you know, write a business plan and 10 years later do this. Something that they can just right now put into practice and make their life or their business just a little better.
Okay. Electronics.
You're going to have to be more specific.
The future. I feel that electronics should be in the household. And that's just that's a big idea from where I'm coming from. But that's just a thought of mine. I just feel that it should be set in the stone, put in the place. You know, while you're cleaning, you can have like a little, you know, drone or something. I don't know. Just some type of electronics that can kind of help you, because that's the future. Electronics are the future. So kind of put something different off in the home that can, you know.
All right. That seems very general. That seems general. And I'm a little confused. So I'm going to give one specific thing that you can use electronics to help you with. If you are digging this podcast or other podcasts, I do it all the time. Take them on the road, right? If you're, especially if you're still cleaning or if you're just driving for work or for whatever, take a podcast and turn that into a learning time. And there's so much cool stuff. I used to have the tapes and CDs that you'd have to pay for and all this sort of stuff. And now there's so much. There's a podcast. I mean, there's a podcast just on how to grow a cleaning company, for crying out loud. So take this stuff on the road with you. Use electronics to make every car ride or cleaning or time at the gym a learning experience. So that's something you can do right now. All right, Cleaning Nation, thank you. Ashley and Cleaning Nation, thank you for joining me today. Ashley, thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you would like to check out Ashley's show notes page and the special video I made just for you, it's at growmycleaningcompany.com right now. Check it out. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.